Dark Prince, written by Eve Silver and read by Kate Rawson.
Chapter 1. Desperation made for a poor walking companion. Jane Hetherington studied the horizon, dread gnawing at her with small, sharp bites. The sky was a leaden mass of churning grey clouds that hung low on the water, and the ocean pummeled the shore with a strength that heralded the furore of the coming storm. Breathing in the tangy salt scent of the sea, Jane clenched her fists, making the edges of the delicate pink shell in her hand dig into the skin of her palm, grounding her as she struggled to hold her misery at bay. Life was burdened by tragedy. Naive girl, to have believed that fate had dealt out all her cruel jests years ago. Jane shook her head. No, not fate. She could blame no one but the true perpetrator of this terrible thing that had come to pass. How much money? £500. Her own father had consigned them both to uncertainty and despair. Yet fate was there too, lurking, laughing, playing her horrible game. Was not Jane's presence here this morning some act of chance? Ill chance, to be sure. Less than an hour passed, as the cold grey dawn had crawled into the heavens, Jane had left her father's hostelry, needing a few moments to understand, to accept the terrible choices he had made, the dreadful consequence he had brought down upon them. She had walked along the beach, mindless of any destination, seeking only to calm her concerns and fears. Fate had brought her here. She shuddered, studying the two men who stood in the churning surf. They waited as the waves carried forth a grim offering, a single dark speck that dipped and swayed with each turbulent surge, growing ever larger, taking on defined shape and macabre form. Indeed, desperation made a poor walking companion, but death even more so. The dark outline floated closer, closer, discernible now as human, face down in the water with arms outstretched, long tendrils of tangled hair fanning like a copper halo, a woman, bobbing and sodden, and dead. Heart pounding, Jane took a single step forward as the men sought to drag their gruesome catch from the ocean's chill embrace. She was held in thrall by the terrible tableau unfolding before her, and she swallowed back the greasy sickness that welled inside her. 'Twas not morbid curiosity, but heart-wrenching empathy that froze her in place. Most days she could look at the ocean as a thing of great beauty. Most days, but not today. Today there were disquieting clouds and churning surf and the icy kiss of the mist that blew from the water's surface to touch land. Two, deep in her heart, there was the awful knowledge of her father's actions and the terrible feeling of foreboding, of change, unwelcome and unwanted. It seemed all too similar to a day long past, a day best buried in a dark corner of her mind. The sea, the storm, and there, just beyond a great outcropping of rock, the brooding shadow of Treversham House, looming silent and frightful against the backdrop of grey water and greyer sky. Separated from the sweeping curve of sandy beach by swirling waves, the massive house was a lonely, empty shell, balanced atop a great granite crag that rose out of the sea like the horny back of a mythical beast, a fearsome pile of stone and mortar that offered no warmth,